This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor says that Israel has accepted the outline of a U.S. President Joe Biden ceasefire deal. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
In an interview with Britain's Sunday Times, Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor, Ophir Falk, said Biden's proposal was a deal we agreed to. It's not a good deal, but we dearly want the hostages released, all of them. Biden said the first phase entails a truce and the return of some hostages held by Hamas, after which the sides would negotiate on an open-ended cessation of hostilities for a second phase, in which remaining live captives would go free.
Reuters' Alex Cohen. Israel Sunday. Celebrate Israel March down New York's Fifth Avenue. It's one of few public gatherings in support of Israel since the war began on October 7th. The majority of demonstrations in the U.S., particularly on college campuses, have been pro-Palestinian. U.S. President Joe Biden, whose initial lockstep support for Israel's offensive, has given way to open censure of the operation's high civilian death toll on Friday. Aired what he described as a three-phase plan submitted by Netanyahu's government to end the war. Qatar and Saudi Arabia have condemned an Israeli parliamentary bill that seeks to label UNRWA, the main provider of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, a terrorist group. They join a growing list of countries to speak out against the proposal. The bill, which passed a preliminary vote in Parliament last week, is a product of increasingly tense relations between Israel and the United Nations Agency for Palestinians.